MMH, the home of rock radio.
Well, today at MMH Radio, we're interviewing Raised by Owls.
Yep.
What's your name?
My name's Sam.
Sam.
Yep, I am the frontman of Raised by Owls. I'm the idiot at the front who yells at people. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
How's it going?
I'm not too bad. How are you doing today?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm very good. Ready to play some metal, some silly metal.
Silly metal.
Yeah, very excited.
And how long have you known all the guys in Raised by Owls?
Lee, the drummer, I have been friends with in school. We were in the same year at school. So probably about maybe 13, 15 years I've known Lee. Alex, who I started the band with, known him about 12, 11. He's in the year below us, but we were friends with his brother. Yeah. And then Toby and Mark, we've known for the last probably 7 or 8 years. They're kind of a few years above us at school, but yeah, known all the guys quite a lot, and we're all quite close. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Due to the band, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
What's the live music scene like where you're from?
It's weird. So we're from like a little kind of town called Ashport. So we're like in the middle of nowhere. So live music around us is just kind of like, you've got like fancy craft beer bars and things like that. So it's like acoustic things, and that's fine. Derby, the metal scene's probably dropped off in the last 10 years, but there's a couple of promoters, Unearthed is one of them, that are kind of trying to liven it back up again. Nottingham's great. Nottingham's alive and kicking like this, you know. Nottingham's fine. And I think Nottingham's like our home from home, really, so.
That's cool. What made you settle on the band name Raised by Owls? Did you have any owls in mind?
I don't know what it was. It's weird because I think we were recording and we were at Alex's house and we were kind of just spitballing band names. And one of them I said was just like, oh, what about Raised by Owls? And it just stuck. There was no meaning behind it. We just started calling the file names Raised by Owls. And I think the logic was, because obviously metal bands are quite serious and like Raised by Wolves or things like that. We want it to be like an animal that wasn't as metal. Although owls are quite metal, it turns out. Yeah, because they don't look it on the surface, but they are quite metal.
I think one of the most unique things about Raised by Owls is your sense of humour. So what kind of TV shows did you watch growing up that ended up inspiring the lyrical content?
A lot of daytime TV. Yeah. A lot of daytime TV, a lot of kids' TV. Chuckle Vision, that was a big one. Yeah. Knowles House Party, anything with Mr. Blobby in. Yeah. That was, we were big on that. Art Attack, very much. I was a big fan of Art Attack. I wrote a letter to Neil Buchanan when I was a kid. Yeah. He did get back to me, he's a nice bloke. Stuff like that. And that's what feeds into our music.
That's cool. And when you're writing the music, do you kind of jam it out, or does one person bring the ideas?
Lee's a lot of the riff. Lee comes up with loads of the songs. He's kind of sits and writes loads of it. The most recent one, all the guys chipped in, and there was riffs here and there and stuff, but it's mainly, we don't kind of sit in a practice room and jam it out. It's like someone goes away, writes a riff, like kind of records it and sends it to a lot of us. I kind of get the finished thing towards the end and put lyrics all over it, so.
Cool. And have you got like a vocal warm-up that you usually do before shows?
I'm supposed to. I watched Zen and Screaming years ago. Hilariously, like when I first started screaming, I live at home with my mum, and she thought the boiler was broken, so because she kept hearing the so she thought like something was going on with the boiler. So I started getting Zen and Screaming, did a few of them. I kind of just bastardised it though and made it my own thing, so I don't properly do it. I just kind of like do a little bit, and I just kind of like, oh, it'll be fine. I'll say that now in about 3 years when I have no vocal cords, I'll be sorry.
Fair enough. What are you hoping to do in 2020? Have you got any like big goals and achievements?
We've got some big goals, we've got some big achievements, we've got some big gigs that we've already announced, some in the pipeline. We're playing Bloodstock in August, we're playing the Thursday night at the party tent. So excited to be asked back. We played back in 2017 and it was
crazy.
Yeah, best show of my life. So to be asked back on the surface stage is phenomenal. We're not doing as many gigs this year. We're just spreading them out and making them bigger and hitting some like cities and even countries that we've not hit before. So exciting stuff. the online stuff, we'll still be doing music videos, and we're looking to get way more like little video skits out. So we've started doing like little sketches, and they're a lot of fun to write, and they're a lot of fun to film and things like that, and people like them, so.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's one of the reasons that Rose Bowls seems to be getting so big, you know. It's not just the music, you've got your skits and the humans go with it.
Yeah. That's it. Well, that's it. It keeps people engaged online. And as daft as it is in today's modern world, social media is a big part. A lot of everyone's on their phone all the time. They look at their phones all the time. So if you're constantly in their face, their name's constantly there. So, I don't know. It's weird, but, you know, we enjoy doing them. And if people laugh at them, then... If one person laughs at them, I'm sure. So.
Definitely. Well, okay, let's wrap this up with a couple of quick and silly questions. Bring back a dead comedian back to life, and he's going to collaborate with you on a skit. Who'd you choose?
The one that jumps into my mind, I'm probably going to regret this answer, because I'll probably think of someone immediately after this. Richard Pryor springs to mind immediately, but I don't know how that collaboration would work. That would be a strange collaboration. But yeah, let's go with Richard Pryor, because he came into my head first as a dead comedian. And I said Billy Connolly, but he's not dead, so that would be great. Unless he has, and you know, find out.
For this time. Breaking news.
Yeah. I hope not.
So. And who else at the festival are you looking forward to seeing?
Unfortunately, I wanted to see Frozen in Shadows, because the frontman is, and the drummer is, and the guys are Footprints. Yeah. It's a more serious melodic death metal band. Unfortunately, we missed them because of that. I was playing up. I want to see Hellgrind. I want to see Hellgrind. I want to see Lullaby for a Unicorn. I want to see Curb Grinder and Mage.
Cool.
So, Valafar, but I think we clash with Valafar. And Evil Scarecrow, but we clash with Evil Scarecrow. So, you know. Hopefully.
Probably catch the end of the Evil Scarecrow.
Maybe, we might have to run. We might have to run to Evil Scarecrow, but we've seen them a couple of times, but I'd like to catch them if I can. They're always so good live.
Ah, definitely. Cheers for your time, man.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
MMH. The home of rock radio.